The gospel reading today, we hear about this poor widow who puts in the two little coins. The Lord says that she put in more than everyone else because she gave from her need rather than from her surplus wealth. While we can all understand that with regard to money, we have to really look at what is important to God, because He doesn't care in the least about your blasted money, other than how you use it. In other words, if you're doing something sinful with your money or something selfish with your money, yeah, He cares about that because it's selfish and sinful. Does He care about the money? Not in the least. So what's the point? The point is that God has given us all an abundance. And the question is, what are we doing with it? Are we giving back to God ourselves? Are we giving Him everything? If we think about what we oftentimes give to God, it's the surplus. It's what I don't need for my own self. God wants our entire being. He wants our heart. He wants our love. That's what He cares about. He cares about you. He doesn't care about your material stuff. He cares about you. And the question is, am I truly loving God with my whole heart and soul and strength? Or am I just loving Him with the excess of my heart and soul and strength? That's the real issue to look at. This woman, because of what she did and putting the money into the treasury, was certainly showing what was in her heart. She was giving everything she had to God. So again, taking it away from the money aspect of things, the question has to do with our hearts. Are we giving everything to God? Now again, we might look at it and say, but if we give everything to God, there won't be anything left. You think God is going to be outdone in generosity? If you give everything to Him, He's going to give everything to you. He already is, but the reality is that if we look at it from that perspective, if we give Him 100% and He's giving us 100%, well, both are giving everything. Obviously, God's 100% is infinitely greater than our 100%. And so who benefits? Not God, us. And that, of course, is what God wants, always. Only what's the best for us. So when He asks us to love Him with our whole heart and soul and strength, He's asking us to do what is the very best for us, because He gets absolutely nothing from it. It doesn't improve His circumstances at all, because He's perfect. He can't be any happier. He can't be any more perfect. There's nothing we can add to God. But if we're doing this, it's for our benefit. That's the part that God wants us to understand. That's even why St. Paul can say all things work together for good for those who love the Lord. We can look at the first reading and we see these Jewish exiles, and it looks horrible. Their country has been overrun. The temple has been destroyed. They've stolen the things out of the temple. They've brought all the people into exile. How can this be good? Well, we know the story that happens after this. All the things God did with Daniel, Hananiah, Azariah, and Mishael, and how much good He brought out of all of this. So whether it's the circumstances of our daily lives and just trying to offer those to the Lord, or whether it's just simply looking at our own dispositions in prayer and asking, am I offering everything to the Lord? That's what we have to be about. Am I truly loving God with my whole heart and soul and strength? This widow in the gospel demonstrated that. Yes, in the gospel it's about the money. But like I said, that's not what God's interested in. He He's interested in your heart. He's interested in your soul. He's interested in you, however you want to put that. And He wants what's only the very best for you. And if the very best for you is to give everything, to love God with your whole being, then that's what He's going to ask. And that is indeed what He asks. Because it's not going to be for Him, it's for us. And if we can understand from that perspective, then we can accept all the things that happen in our lives. Then we can, our hearts will be truly focused on the Lord. And then no matter what happens, we will be able to say with St. Paul that all things work together for good for those who love the Lord.